USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in a week, the U.S. Supreme Court's lifted an injunction on a federal execution. By a divided vote with the four liberal judges dissenting, it lifts an injunction against the death of convicted killer Wesley Perkey, whose lawyers argue he's mentally unfit for execution. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he wants to prioritize support for schools when it comes time for a new coronavirus relief bill. He also says he's open to more direct checks to Americans, but he says there was a big mistake in the last bill.
The one mistake I think we made in the unemployment area was providing a bonus that actually made it more attractive for many people to stay home rather than go back to work.
Two astronauts at the International Space Station conducting a spacewalk at this hour. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
President Trump has a new campaign manager, announcing yesterday that Brad Pascal is out and deputy campaign manager Bill Stepien has taken over the top spot. George Floyd's family filing a lawsuit against the city of Minneapolis and the four police officers charged in Floyd's death. That lawsuit filed yesterday in U.S. District Court in Minnesota alleges the officers violated Floyd's rights when they restrained him and that the city allowed a police culture of excessive force and racism to continue with impunity. One of the Floyd family lawyers, Chris Stewart, says it's not about the money.
Everyone understanding that what happened to George Floyd was torture and that black lives matter. Well, this team here is to make sure that black worth matters.
Stewart would not specify exactly how much the family is seeking in compensation. Wall Street stocks have been lower all morning after another poor jobs report. The Labor Department says 1.3 million Americans filed first-time claims last week. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More than 100 U.S. diplomats and their families flew to China Wednesday just as tensions are ramping up between Beijing and Washington again. The flight was the first part of the administration's plan to restaff the diplomatic mission in China. The U.S. working to eventually return over 1,200 diplomats and their families after the mission was evacuated in February because of the coronavirus pandemic. A State Department email on Wednesday said more flights are being arranged. JCPenney is cutting 1,500 jobs and closing more than 150 stores as it works to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and still survive the pandemic. The layoffs at the 118-year-old retailer will involve corporate, field management, and international staff. The chain traced back to a Wyoming dry goods store founded in 1902. The retailer was in trouble before the coronavirus outbreak, but that only made things worse. A couple arrested in Camarillo, California, face charges of stealing mail from at least 50 people all over California. Ventura County authorities say they found mail stolen from 22 jurisdictions in the vehicle when the couple was stopped last Friday. Oh, they're also accused of having meth and an unregistered handgun in their possession. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.